B-Pod Studios.
App. Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
Yo, what's up, guys?
I had to be towed in by another adult male.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Charles is up next. Hey, Charles.
Hey, happy Tuesday.
Okay.
Charles Allen here. Bestman, let me defend the man, but first, here's a tip. Never lend your bike to a bomb. Hopalo Riley, Bob Riley, the governor up in Alaska, A.D., the University of Alabama, all had bike problems. They all were Bob. It's B-O-B-O-B, Bob on bivouac on a bike. It was March 25, 2012, and Bob Sykadent concluded April Fool's Day with a cracked vertebrae. But suddenly came a big buck from out of the deep, a six-pointer, and that's my tweet. That's my climb. Hey, Charles Allen Head.
I didn't see it.
Can we see it again?
Watch. Right. Well, right there.
Oh,
right.
Where's my muff? Someone stole my muff. I don't got no muff.
Oh. Gonna have to grab the other mic muff from the other one right there.
I can't be popping peas. I need a muff. Muff is radio slang for the dang thing they put on your mic. I want Felger. All right, I didn't want to have to do this, 617-779-0985, but I have to start the show with some controversy. I'm just going to read it,
okay?
Because I don't want to be misquoted. Everybody calls Rob Kuntz last, he says. Those who want to know about the history of Dungeons & Dragons start with co-creators Gary Gygax's kids. One of Gygax biographers or D&D publisher Wizards of the Coast. As they're wrapping things up, they might get around to dialing up Kuntz, a 63-year-old game designer. And once they call him, he tells them the same thing. Everything they know about the creation of the tabletop role-playing game is, in his opinion, sorely mistaken or flat-out wrong. Quote, "There's a myth that's been propagated in this industry," Kuntz told us during an interview in February this year. "If you keep digging into this, you're going to come up with a story that will enrage people and expose the truth."
So what is he? Who is this guy? He's trying to take credit for all of Gary Gygax's work?
He has a story that will enrage
all the Dungeons & Dragons players?
Controversy.
Oh, goodness gracious.
He has something.
Oh, everything I learned in the Fiend Folio was a lie? Oh, my goodness gracious.
How many sleepless nights have you had? Wondering if Gary Gygax was nothing but a fraud.
Was he indeed not the creator of the gelatinous cubes? Or perhaps he did not create the swarthy tendrils of the man Caius?
Well, this guy's living in a world that seems really real. Certain questions will open up S-Storm, Kuhn said. If you peel back the onion to the smelly part... I mean, should we be afraid for world peace?
Yes. Like the innards of a hobgoblin. Very smelly. It's not much to eat.
Clothes he's been wearing for the last week.
So this guy's ready to just blow up the Dungeons and Dragons world?
We're in a mass delusion.
Of course we are.
That it's all Gary, that he's the father of role-playing games, he said. Humans do not like to admit they've been hornswoggled, lied to, cheated, or fooled.
Right. What was the last time you heard the word hornswoggled used?
It's not used enough.
I will say never. I think that's the first time I've ever heard the term hornswoggled. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. If you try to go about your day, just know that at any point, a news story could... I just think people shouldn't go to work today.
CNN is going to be all over this. You thought that this gentleman was just a level 8 paladin, but he is a warlock. And he is declared war upon thine. This guy's going to be great. Please,
There's a new documentary out called Secrets of Blackmoor.
Okay, well, I mean, listen, who doesn't know all the secrets of Blackmoor? That was definitely described in The Silmarillion. We need to figure out where we can get this documentary.
Well,
I need a minor
for gold.
It's
called The Secrets of Blackmoor.
Okay, well, then I will have to get that.
Do you believe this guy could have been the creator of Dungeons and Dragons?
That's a man who used pert his entire life.
You can think you're pert like every other week.
That dude just bought the pert, the green pert bottle, and used it right once every 5 days. And just said, I like the stringy look. This kind of stringy and patchy look. When it comes to the hair.
And just give me a mustache that's, if nothing, frightening.
Oh, well, we'll have to dig deep into that. That's something I want to find out about. But it was funny. It was your headlines, John, that reminded me. Today is the big day at 9 o'clock. Is it 9 or is it 8:30? Okay, so the doors open at 9. The announcement is at 9:30. This is that big Rob Gronkowski press conference.
Oh, he's taking questions for 45 minutes after the press conference is over. I can't imagine, regardless of if he said he was running for president, that it would take 45 minutes worth of questions for anything.
Yeah, so this is the thing that we got the invite to. And as I said, when you click on, it doesn't give you any kind of idea of what he's going to talk about. The only clue that you have is the respond to the RSVP email address. And the company that it links to is like a PR firm for a bunch of different products like Whole Foods, Angry Orchard, and then Restoration Hardware. So, I mean, this is more than likely going to be just about an endorsement for some sort of food line or you know, maybe a beer or maybe even like Angry Orchard or something like that. And if that's the case, him having to answer 45 minutes worth of questions is just going to be the greatest.
Yeah.
Tell us why you like Restoration Hardware. And 45 minutes of the same question about Restoration Hardware to Rob Gronkowski's head's going to explode. Which will, of course, be a joy to see.
I mean, do you think that they get through 45 minutes of questions?
No, I think at some point they just, like, cut it off. But, I mean, the presentation itself, I think, is... Okay, so let me see if I've got the schedule here in front of me. The way it's supposed to work is that it says 9:30 is Gronk's announcement. And at 10:15 is a Q&A. So the presentation is 45 minutes.
Oh, I have it backwards. I'm sorry.
So what are they going to do for 45 minutes... as this presentation, unless the Solid Gold Dancers are going to come out and kill some time, and you've got like some sort of like weird like multimedia video presentation that lasts 45 minutes, then this is going to be really amazingly awkward. So I don't know if this is something that we'll be able to find a live link to, but we will be covering this at 9:30. We will go all in.
Well, I've heard that it's 5 minutes of Gronkowski, and then the rest is Rob Kuntz. Explaining
that these hobgoblins have stolen my good name.
Yes.
What did he say? It was too much chicanery, or what was the word he used?
He said
he's been hornswoggled.
Hornswoggled. Yes. What a great word.
Yeah, it says humans do not. I like when people
humans.
Yes. Well,
I mean, lower creatures.
That's, you know, when you've been meddling in the affairs of dragons, you have to specify that it's humans. Humans in what you're speaking of.
One of the flaws of the human is the ability to be hornswoggled.
Oh, so this is great. So 9:30, we're going to find out about Rob Gronkowski's next chapter. What was so awesome, and we talked about this briefly yesterday, Fred, was that for some reason TMZ like tweeted out a story. Ex-Patriot player says Rob Gronkowski's coming back, and it's Jermaine Wiggins.
That's right.
And I said, Wiggins been on TMZ like a few times, and my whole thing is like, Who the hell cares what Wiggy thinks? Like, I love Wiggy.
Wiggy a lot.
But it's like, if you're a dude in San Diego or like Montana, you go, whoa, hang on, Jermaine Wiggins thinks he's coming back? I'm clicking.
He's got to call them. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, they're not like, he's sitting in front of his house.
Oh, yeah. He's probably just begging them.
Well, there was one time that he was in the parking lot here, I think.
He was. He recorded like a video in the parking lot in his car. And sent a TMZ about like something, I don't know, dumb. I don't even know what it was. And I'm like, who cares about what Wiggy thinks?
No one. So, he's got to call them and they got to be like, all right. You know, we have to fill up. What do they think? They put up like 40 stories a day?
Well, they realize that anything having to do with Rob Gronkowski is going to get a click. Because Mike Florio puts out a story that there's a 50% chance that Rob Gronkowski is coming back. And like that actually became a story. Isn't that almost there a 50% chance of almost anything happening?
No, I think he couched it. I think he said 40. He could have said 50, but he said 40 to give himself more clicks. So why is it 40? Why can't it be 50? You know?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's all clickbait. It's all nonsense. It's all just tossing stuff out there.
Well, a lot of people are going to be very disappointed today when it's a product, a 40. Because can you imagine if it was a 45-minute thing? Like I'm coming back to the NFL, and it was like Rocky 3, like Living in America, or Rocky 4, Living in America.
Right. He's like wearing like his America stuff and all that. Yeah. I mean, it's obviously going to have nothing to do with the NFL. It's not going to have anything to do with the XFL. It's going to be disappointing to everyone. He'll be like the new spokesman for not even Monster Energy Drink, which would be perfect. And why he's not already, I have no idea. What is Monster doing other than like inspiring people to get kick-ass tattoos? But it's going to be that. And everyone's going to be disappointed. It won't be a book. The book thing, like that's, why would you have like a huge ass press conference for a book like this?
Maybe a dramatic reading, perhaps?
Oh, I see. That would be great. Now that would be worth it.
I just hope people aren't hornswoggled.
They are going to feel that way.
All right, Rich, what is coming up?
Well, unfortunately, one of the captains for the Patriots looks like he's not going to be playing this year. And Bill Belichick has no idea what you're talking about when it comes to Andrew Luck.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sports Hub.
No parents, no rules, no shirts, and best of all,
it's Kutcher and Rich.
I read you loud and clear.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed. It's Kutcher and Rich.
What happened last night?
Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what's going on?
Well, when the Patriots take the field in week one, it looks like they more than likely will be without one of their captains. Jeff Howe was the first to report yesterday around 6:30 last night that starting center David Andrews is being treated for blood clots in his lungs and his season could be in jeopardy. He has since been released from the hospital, which is good news, but suspicions that something might have been off with Andrews arose when he missed the Patriots' last two practices. Also, Greg Bedard noted that Andrews was visibly struggling with the weather in Nashville and dealing with vomit at one point and often having to take a knee while looking exhausted. Now, up to this point, Andrews has been extremely reliable, starting 46 of a possible 48 games over the last three seasons. But treatments for this kind of blood clot in the lungs usually last 3 to 6 months. It is very treatable, which is good. But in other words, we may not see him for the rest of the season. So the guy who will more than likely take a spot is Ted Karras, who started 2 games at center when Andrews was out. Patriots ended up winning both games that Karras started. Whether or not he has as slippery an ass as Mr. Andrews does, who knows? That is definitely a important factor when you are getting the ball to Tom Brady. But it's so unfortunately that I saw like some there was it must have been an article in it was either MMQB or it was like Sports Illustrated or something like that where they talked about how people laugh about that, but that is legitimately a huge problem. Like centers who oversweat and make it like ridiculously tough for the quarterback to end up holding onto the ball. And it went into a history of who had the sweatiest asses and who couldn't survive at the center position because of that. I don't know how you control that, whether you just like put on extra.
Don't think
like,
there's like a pill you can take.
Thing.
No.
I know, but, yeah. but it was actually an interesting in-depth article about how that is a legitimate problem for some of these guys. But unfortunately, one player that the Patriots are going to be without, they're going to have, not going to have for an extended amount of time, but one guy the Colts are going to be without more than likely permanently is Andrew Luck. So yesterday, Bill Belichick was asked about the Andrew Luck news, which was absolutely impossible to avoid. And here's what Bill had to say.
Yeah, he's a good player. I didn't see that, but I haven't really followed them. So we all have to make our decisions. He made his. I respect it.
All right. I mean, what are you doing? So you're telling me that you're too busy with your own team that you didn't hear about the biggest story in the NFL in years. Well, of course, that's utterly absurd. And maybe that's why the official Patriots transcript of the press conference changed what Bill said. It now reads, question, Andrew Luck retired. You faced him 6 times. What was it like going up against him? Then it has Bill Belichick's quote saying, yeah, he's a good player. I didn't see that. And then they added in the word in parentheses, coming. I didn't see that coming. But I haven't really followed them.
Jesus.
All right. He didn't mean that at all. Why would
why would you?
I didn't see that coming with, I haven't really followed them. Because, you know what? That's him trying to be football guy.
That's right.
Yeah, I only care about my guys. We're on to Cincinnati mode. I just want to tell Bill, you know, sometimes it's okay to be a human being.
Yeah. Sometimes you can just say, you know, he had a great career. I was surprised to see that he retired. But, you know, you make your own decisions in this league. Da-da-da-da-da.
I don't understand the change in the wording. I don't understand why the Patriots would go back and do that.
Because he sounded ridiculous.
But it's not like you can't. We're in an age of video. You know, this isn't ticker tape where the press conference took place across country and you had no means to watch it.
They were getting bad publicity, and it was the people were making him sound, Bill Belichick sound rightly so, that he, and plus it casts like this. Like, you know that he knew. And then so every time that he denies anything, even, you know, the smallest of detail, he's a liar.
I think even he knew, almost as almost by the end of his quote, that he shouldn't have gone that route. It's just kind of second nature for him to be, Mr. Listen, I'm not going to talk about other teams. I'm only going to talk about my team. And he says, I didn't hear about that. But, I mean, when it's something like this, it's okay to act like a normal human being and just go, yeah, you know, it was a strange story. We wish him nothing but the best. Obviously, it's a tough decision. And he kind of finished his quote in a way where you could tell in his head, he's like, dude, that sounded pretty cold. And that might be another thing is they all probably got together afterwards and they said, let's kind of change what you actually said. I mean, listen to this. I mean, this is just, when I first heard it, I was like, dude, that's a top five Belichick answer.
Yeah, he's a good player. I didn't see that, but I haven't really followed them. So we all have to make our decisions. He made his.
He was just in football guy mode, and that's just who he is. But I think that even he regrets it now. Well, one guy that has to be doing jumping jacks is Josh McDaniels. And even though there was no way possible he would have known about Luck's situation, he was asked whether he feels like he dodged a bullet by not taking the Colts job.
I don't think it had anything to do with that. And I think once we made the decision to stay, I think then it was right for me. It wouldn't have mattered. None of this would have mattered, you know, anything after that, after we made the choice to stay. And again, I'd say that regardless of what happened.
He's got to be so happy.
I hope he never gets a job.
Well, I mean, one of the more interesting storylines, Fred, is this whole deal with Jerod Mayo.
Right.
because I thoroughly believe, and it was Tommy Kerner kind of floated out there the first time, and sure, it's early. He hasn't coached a real game yet. I get that. But I know that the Crafts love Jerod Mayo, and I know that he has that thing that players love. He's got the it's this likability instantly and respect because of what he's done with the team, how he's an ex-player. He's great communicating to everyone. The press loves him. He's just and
smart, very well spoken.
He's also worked on the other side as a member of the press, so I think that he kind of knows how to deal with the people behind the scenes. He's everything you want, at least attitude-wise, because we don't know X's and O's yet whether or not he can actually do it, because this is his first year. But we know that everything else, he's got the perfect package to be a head coach, whereas Josh McDaniels doesn't seem to have any of those things that Jerod Mayo has.
No, so it the greatest thing ever would be if he sticks around, Belichick retires, and they don't give him the job.
Yeah.
That would be justice served.
I thought it was a lock until Jerod Mayo joined the team. And now it's like, it just, everything makes sense. It just seems to me that Jerod would almost be, you know what, keep him in there. I bet after 2 years, that would be enough for them to go, yep, I think he's the guy.
The early call is, it looks, at least to me, like Jerod Mayo's not trying to be Bill. McDaniels, you remember, went to Denver and tried to be Bill Belichick,
well, to the point
and after
where
five games, he failed miserably.
Well, to the point where he was wearing what Belichick wears.
Yeah, wore hoodies to press conferences. Good for you,
no,
but you can't win.
And on the sideline, he would cut the arms off of his sweatshirts and run around like that.
Somebody said, plot twist, what if Bill Belichick actually doesn't give an F about Andrew Luck and is trying to say it in a nice way?
Well, I'm willing to do it.
I would. That was supposed to be a pretty good team.
Yeah. You just got hornswoggled.
Yeah, well, if he doesn't care about Andrew, that's right, the Geary Gygek. But if he doesn't care, then he's exceptionally misguided.
No, I mean, it rocks the AFC. And you know what, to be honest, it's not, I mean, I know that it takes away one good team in the AFC, but it might actually hurt the Patriots because it also takes away what could have been a loss on teams against, like, Kansas City, like teams that you're fighting against for home field advantage in the playoffs. So it doesn't immediately work to your advantage taking away one better team. It just makes it so it's the whole field is different. I think Joe Murray told me yesterday that the over under unexpected wins
went
with
from
Andrew
10 to 6.5.
Boy, they were expected to win 10 games this year.
Yeah.
Maybe if you look at that conference or the division, rather. Maybe
division isn't the best.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sports Hub.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Dutcher and Rich on Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Dutcher and Rich. Rich, what else is going on?
Well, meanwhile, back in Foxborough, Patrick Chung, he has pled not guilty of cocaine possession and waived his arraignment schedule that was originally scheduled for tomorrow. His next court appearance is going to be what's called a dispositional conference. I have no idea what that means, but it's on November 8th. Yesterday, reporters tried to ask Patrick Chung about his drug charges, and of course, he spilled all the beans.
Is there anything that's important for you to say just in light of what's come up in New Hampshire?
No. I'm here to get ready for the Giants, get ready for them to have a good team. Running backs to Savage. So we got to get ready for him.
So I believe there were about 7 or 8 questions that were asked, and each one he goes, I'm just getting ready for the Giants, getting ready for the Giants, getting ready for the Giants. Meanwhile, Rob Gronkowski will appear on a new show called Hey, I'm at a Barbershop in a few weeks. It's a show produced by LeBron James and Kevin Hart. He was on the show, and apparently there's a clip that came out where Kevin Hart talks to Rob Gronkowski about working with Tom Brady.
I saw Gronk out one time. I said, there's no way he's going to play Sunday.
You're not treated like a superstar in that organization.
Not even Brady?
Not even Brady.
And that was the teaser. So there you go.
Brilliant.
Tune in.
Wow.
Now, what is the platform for this show?
I think HBO. I think it's on HBO. It's a big network. And okay. And LeBron James is sitting with his friends, and they're just hanging out in the barbershop. And,
it's casual, because I've seen the movie Barbershop, mm-hmm. which is underrated, by the way.
I was about to say that. Barbershop's all right.
Yeah.
Barbershop 2 is not even that bad.
And they had the guy from what do they call him? They're on the New Girl. He was in the last one. And I watched that. But it's supposed to be like, hey, we're just hanging around a barbershop. There's no cameras here. Just be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Anything goes in the barbershop.
Yep.
Kevin Hart's not in enough stuff. Kevin Hart should put himself out there a little bit more.
Has he kind of toned it back, though, recently? Because for a while, he was everywhere. Like, I can't think of the last Kevin Hart thing he was in.
I don't know about what he's been in terms of movies, but he's an omnipresent character.
Is it getting to the point where he needs to go away for a while?
I think he did. I think, honestly.
See, I didn't even notice, because I think Fred's right. Even though he hasn't done a lot of movies recently, I mean, when was the last ride along? I mean,
he's in those commercials.
He's everywhere.
He was in a show called a movie that just came out called like Night School.
That's right.
Yes,
but that was almost a year ago. I think. I think it came out like September last year.
All I know is I see him everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's just around.
He is. Was he one of those guys that cashed in on the Netflix jackpot? Because I know that Chappelle did and Chris Rock did, where they got like, I know Chris Rock, I think, got $40 million for 2 stand-up specials. And I know they were just handing out cash to comedians. I don't know if Kevin Hart was one of those guys. If he wasn't, he should have been.
Well, I mean, Rock and Chappelle hadn't done anything for a long time, so that probably factors in a little bit into how much money they were making. But
yeah,
I don't think Kevin Hart's struggling for money.
No. Oh, speaking of Kevin Hart, because remember the whole thing with the hosting? Just later on the show, did any of you guys by any chance tune at any point to the MTV Awards?
Yeah, I watched it twice.
The Video Music Awards?
No.
There,
how many platforms was it on last night?
It was, and that's the thing. Is
3, 4, 5 channels?
I think I watched it on Comedy Central. And then I was flipping and it was on CMT, like Country Music Channel. Like, it was on like...
This isn't the Olympics or a presidential address. Why does it have to be on 5 different channels?
Because they want it to become something again.
Oh, my Lord.
Well, I mean, probably because they spend a ton of money, and a lot of people aren't watching it
It's insignificant now. It used to be a big deal.
Yeah.
You used to see Guns N' Roses come out and crap themselves.
I was at that show. Yeah. And the thing is, I was at the show, and, you know, when you're there at a concert, you can't quite hear how good or awful it is. It's just kind of the energy, whatever.
Especially when it's made for TV because they cut the noise. It doesn't even, you can't even barely hear it.
So I'm about as big of a Guns N' Roses fan, especially then at the time that I was, and I would even take Axl and the guys who weren't Slash just to get anything. So the next morning I go on the air, I was like, that was unbelievable that finally Axl's back. And it was great. It was amazing. And it's like, dude, that sounded awful. And I'm like, no, it didn't. And then they played it on my headphones. I was like, ooh, we gads.
Yeah.
Then I heard the feed.
From the way Axl looked to everything, it was not a good scene.
No, it was not. But there was a performance last night that we'll have to discuss. Because not exaggerating, not speaking hyperbole, it's one of my favorite things I've seen on television in like a year. Like, there's an artist out there. I'm like, how do I not know about this person? I want to see them in concert. I'm all in. And I've never heard of this person before in my life. And, of course, you go on, like, Spotify, and, like, their lead single has, like, 150 million downloads.
Well, I just saw what that on TV just this morning. I saw what that little Nas X guy was wearing.
Oh.
I mean, they got him. I mean, that's just
19 weeks at number one, my friend.
I know
it's a record,
and it's going to be like, don't turn around. Oh, it's going to be 99 Left Balloons.
Yeah, this is Chumbawamba.
After the fire, the coma star.
Yeah,
this is Chumbawamba. This is going to be the biggest when there's like the one hit wonders of the aughts or whatever they're calling it.
30 years from now, we'll be looking back at this, going, "What the hell are we doing?"
I mean, that poor kid. They got him. They just. What do you want to do? You're going to elementary schools.
I've seen that.
You're wearing like Eddie Murphy's Raw outfit, but worse.
Right. Right.
Chaps. We want you to wear chaps to an elementary school.
Yeah, he's going to be at like the chili cook-off.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
He's got to stand there with Billy Ray Cyrus. I mean, the whole thing is not built to last. All right, Rich, what do we have coming up?
Finally, we will get to, first of all, the Celtics are playing very, very well during this whole Team USA thing. And Doug Gottlieb, who had the hottest of the hot takes with Andrew Luck, ends up trying to clarify his hot take.
Him and Belichick both. All right, so we will return.
game, and I want to be a part of this thing.
Watch the show on the Sports Hub channel on the Twitch app.
Is that a euphemism for some kind of sex?
It's Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what else is going on?
Did you see these reports of Colts fans are calling and trying to get their money back for their season tickets?
Well, they think they've been hornswoggled.
I mean, listen, it's a bad hornswoggling they got.
Just like the people that thought Gary Gygax.
Gygax.
Created Dungeons and Dragons, apparently.
No, well, this guy's got all the inside info. Well, yesterday, or actually it was on Saturday night, when everything was announced during one of the worst college football games that I've ever watched,
Murray screwed you.
He screwed me twice. Like it was a parlay, and neither one paid off.
Yeah.
So that's always. And it was funny because I won all my other bets. Like, yeah, except for the two that you gave me.
That's right.
He was all over Florida. I mean, he couldn't say enough about Florida.
And that's why I was all in on it. I mean, all week, even before he was talking about what the lines were or what he was going to do, like he wouldn't shut up during commercial breaks about how this is the lock of the year. And so I was like, all right, I'm all in. And of course, and then he had inside info on Hawaii, which was great because I ended up not working. Hawaii won outright. I think that Arizona was favored by 10, and Hawaii won outright.
I just liked it because his wife is Hawaiian, that he figures that he has some insight into the organization.
There aren't many Hawaiians, you know, they all talk to each other.
And this is why you get stuck watching a horrendous college football game on a Saturday night.
Yeah, at least it had a new Jeremy Renner commercial, and that's all I care about.
Was he rocking again?
Oh, dude, you've got to see it. I almost kind of want to play it for you and just get your reaction like live,
because Jeremy Renner, if you don't know, despite the fact of being a very well-known actor who also used to flip houses at a very make a lot of profit, he's a Renaissance man. He's insisting upon the Jeremy Renner band or whatever the hell it's called.
Mm-hmm.
And he's insisting on everything that he does now end with him completely rocking out.
I like your style. You're the main attraction. I've rocked out to the Jeremy Renner band.
Someone's got to just tell him no.
I mean, the new commercial, God, I want to tell you about it, but I almost just want you to see it and do like a commentary in real time. Because it goes next level.
Oh, really?
If you thought the first one was just like, oh, boy.
Because the first one, he's like cruising down like, you're right. He's had some like stuffy affair, and then he cruises down in his car, whatever he's advertising.
But he's rocking out to his own band.
Yeah, yeah. And it says on the bottom what it is.
The Jeremy Renner band, main attraction.
And then he goes and pulls up, and he's like, ladies and gentlemen, and he's like runs on stage. The band's already rocking.
Well, you do a guitar thing, but I don't think I saw that. So there's a drummer, and then there's three people who just clap.
Well, Renner's not there yet. I mean, you gotta wait. The crowd's burning up. You gotta wait for the Ren Man.
I've gone all in on the Jeremy Renner band. I read an article where he talked about his love of music and what got him into like doing music, and it's awesome.
Listen,
it's like Picasso talking about paint.
Have a band, just don't shove it into commercials and crap.
Well, I mean, okay. Maybe next hour I will show you that commercial.
Thank you.
It is definitely worth it. But during all of that, of course, was the Andrew Luck news that was released, and everyone couldn't wait to fire out some sort of tweet that was thirsty for likes, including this one from Doug Gottlieb, king of the CBS Sports Minute that everyone loved.
King of stealing credit cards out of lockers at Notre Dame, mm-hmm. And I know a guy who was on that team. Gottlieb, not very popular.
No, probably not. And he tweeted, retiring because rehabbing is, quote, too hard, is the most millennial thing ever. Hashtag Andrew Luck. I like how he first of all had to tell us that it was about Andrew Luck by adding that hashtag. Second, is there a word that is just begging for more people to like you than using the word millennial? Like, you think that immediately all of anyone who, like, is a Fox News fan is going to go, oh, I'm with you, yeah. Millennials, AOC.
Because everyone makes, you know, $70 million and just sticks around.
Right, right. So, of course, everyone, including Troy Aikman, got extremely, you know, pissed at him and said, you have no idea what the hell you're talking about. Well, yesterday, Doug Gottlieb tried to clarify what he was saying.
First of all, I understand that on Twitter, sarcasm, snarkasm, tongue-in-cheek comments don't always translate. I do think by now I've been doing this long enough that there are plenty of people, my friends, especially in the business and listeners and viewers or whatever, that understand I'm a smartass. I always have been. I always will be. Yeah, and if I can't find something funny with the things in life, then you know what? Strike me down. Because I like to make fun of things in life. I'm actually an Andrew Luck fan. Oh. And while it was snarkasm and sarcasm and tongue-in-cheek, the fact is that I think we can also admit this is kind of part of whether it's the millennial generation or the new generation in sports. No, he's not a typical millennial. He does not have a perfectly coiffed beard. Nor does he go tight on the sides. He doesn't roll up his pants. Okay, he's not a hipster.
Yeah, I want to punch
But there
him.
Are characteristics of millennials that people are latching onto, and me making fun of those characteristics of millennials, which are real legit things, is I think what brought a lot of this backlash. You go, Andrew Luck. You go explore the world. You go find yourself. You don't need football.
Okay.
First of all, I like how it just at the beginning he's like, I'm a cut up, and I ain't changing for nobody. I'm a ham.
That's right.
I'm a regular ham. I ain't changing for no one. I'm a silly goose.
I'll hit you with the sarcasm.
Like, people who know me, my friends, they know I'm a regular card.
It's Captain Backslappy. So, like, oh, you and your jokes.
People don't understand me. I just like the idea of getting mad at the guy. He's got, what, $60 million?
90, 95, I think.
Oh, 95?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, I want to go to see the world. Why is that so dumb? He has $90 million.
I just love
it. If I had $90 million, what do you think I'm going to do?
My own thing is that,
like, get up at 4:30 in the morning and come into work?
If your job has caused you to pee blood, then you should be able to quit and move on without anybody questioning your motive.
You should be able to quit any job.
I know. It was the best yesterday.
Well, now all of a sudden you can't quit a job?
Well, I'm just questioning. Everyone's questioning, oh, you screwed your team. Dude, the guy was peeing blood.
Fine. I mean, it's not even if he screwed the team. Who cares? He's got $90 million. If you have $90 million, you shouldn't have to do anything that you remotely don't want to do, except the things legally obligated, like paying taxes. Just like, oh yeah, this jackass wants to go see the world. What a fool! With $90 million, he can fly anywhere he wants and stay at the finest places and buy the greatest experiences. But he should you know what he should do is he should like football so much that he can't leave.
That David Andrews, how dare he take a year off with his blood clots in his lungs?
I just thought it was so funny.
Millennial.
That people were getting on him. And then he shouldn't have done it when he did it. Well, he didn't decide to do it until he did it.
Well, that was okay. Now, that is something that I heard a bunch of people say yesterday. Well, why do you wait this long? Okay, so 10 days ago or 10 days before he did this, he said that he spoke with Jim Irsay and the GM, I forget his name. And they're sitting there talking, and people giving Jim Irsay crap, by the way. And I love giving Jim Irsay crap, but the one thing you can't give him crap for is Jim Irsay's like, all right, take some time off. We'll put you on the IR, and we'll get you healthy. We'll get you back in, but just come back when you feel ready. And I'm like, dude, if I am the owner of the team, I'm saying that about my star quarterback. Like, what is he supposed to do in that point? Yell at the guy? Like, just, like, scream at him? How dare you do this to the fans? It's the fans.
The only thing is I think it sets a bad precedent to give him the money.
As I said, that is a down payment, in my opinion, on a hope that he'll come back.
Well, they own the rights anyway.
They do. But no, he'll come back to play football, period. And if he does, he's with the Colts.
Why can't they negotiate, okay, we'll give you half of it. At least make an attempt. Because I think Fred's right. Suppose another star player for Indianapolis chooses to retire.
Maybe it's because they truly know he'll be back.
So they gave him $24 million?
I think if they know he's going to be back, it's like, let's not do anything to stop our chances of having him come back and play for us.
I just wouldn't have given them the money, but
because they are effed. I mean, that's one thing you can say. They're screwed.
I don't know how giving him more money though is.
Yeah, I don't know. It's Irsay, man.
Is going to come back? I mean that would make it less likely for me to come back. It's like, thanks, I got even more money. Now I can do even more without having to sit there with a rubber band on and do the dumb exercises.
They should have sued him. That way, he had no money.
Yeah.
They'd have to come back.
They should have sued him for not playing. All right. No commercials here, just the headlines. We're going to have our own fantasy football guru, Mike Lockhart, in. I believe I'm in the league with Mike Lockhart. My draft is this evening. So I was going to take Andrew Luck number one. So I'm very fortunate that didn't happen.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.